Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada used to describe this festival. In the scriptures it's described. Prabhupada, he used to describe this as a feelings festival. Festival of very strong feelings for Krishna, because the origin of the Rath Yatra festival, Prabhupada explained, is that Krishna, he was originally staying in Vrindavan, then he left Vrindavan, and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were always expecting that Krishna will come back, but he didn't come back, so they were just sitting in Vrindavan and feeling separation from Krishna, when Krishna will come. So after many years, Krishna was in Dwarka, as the king of Dwarka. Then there was one solar eclipse at Kurukshetra. So Krishna went there and all the Vrajavasis also went there. So when they saw Krishna there, they were very eager to meet Krishna after so many years. But then when they met him, they felt that this is Krishna, but it's not exactly the same, because they remember Krishna, that he was the young cowherd boy and he was very intimate with them and joking and so many things. When they saw him at Kurukshetra, he was now just like a king with so many followers and soldiers and very grand in all opulence and very formal, Aishwarya Bhav. So they were feeling that we got Krishna, but we didn't really get it in the way that we wanted to. So they wanted to bring him back to Vrindavan, away from this atmosphere with all the opulence. So Rath Yatra, that symbolizes the gopis, especially the gopis, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, taking Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan so that they could enjoy, or they could serve him in that atmosphere of Vrindavan. So the Rath Yatra means pulling Krishna. So the real feeling of that is that we want to bring Krishna into our hearts, just like Hare Krishna. Just like the residents of Vrindavan, they wanted to bring Krishna into their lives. So Krishna, Rath Yatra means pulling Krishna. We want to bring Krishna into our lives. Now exactly how this form of Jagannath came, you'll see this form of Jagannath is an unusual form. When we hear that about Krishna, we think about Dvibhuj Murali Dha, Tribhanga Sundar, threefold bending form, playing the flute. But when we see Jagannath, it's an unusual form actually. Even Prabhupada sometimes used to say that from the artistic point of view, the form of Jagannath is not what you would consider to be very beautiful, but still devotees are worshipping that this is the Supreme Lord. Now how did Krishna come to have such an unusual form? Because when we think of Krishna, there are many pictures of Krishna. You can see the picture of the deity of Krishna. That's the form we usually expect to see. But when we see the form of Jagannath, we see it's like a square block of wood with something like arms protruding, but you don't see any hands or feet. So how this form came to be, it's a very long story that one king, he had a vision of Krishna in his dream, and he wanted, how can I want to worship this form? So he sent out his ministers, and one of his ministers found in the jungle they were worshipping this form called Nila Madhava. In the jungle. It was very secret. There was one tribe of backward, nowadays they would call OBC or something like that, backward caste. So the Shabara tribe, they were keeping pigs. So that's considered very, one of the lowest castes was keeping pigs. And usually only the Brahmin caste will worship Krishna. But these were pig-keeping people. And one of the people from that caste living in the jungle village was going every day to a cave in the mountain and worshipping Krishna, but it was very secret. He didn't want anyone to know how he was doing the worship. So anyway, the minister of the king, he had gone there. The name of the king was Indrajumna Maharaj. So the minister had gone, and he went into this village, and he actually married a girl from that village, and her father, he used to see that every day he was going out in the morning, and he would come back, and it was all very secret, so he wanted to know what was going on. He had some idea, this is something to do with Krishna, that the king wants me to find out Krishna. So eventually he persuaded his father-in-law, you take me to that place. But he said, I'll only take you if you go by blindfold, because I don't want you to find out. I don't want any... Because his father-in-law, also, who was worshipping Krishna every day in the jungle, he had a feeling that someone's going to come and take my Krishna. So he was very cautious. So he went by blindfold, following him, taking his hand. But the minister, because he was a minister, he was very smart. So he had a bag of mustard seeds, and he was dropping mustard seeds along the path with the idea that after some time he could go back and he would see where all the nice... You've seen in India, where they have the mustard fields, it's all bright yellow. So when the flowers come, you can have a nice path. You can see exactly where to go. So when they reached the place, when they reached near to the place, then the blindfold was taken off. And he saw a very wonderful incident there, that one crow was on the edge of a lake, and he fell off the tree, died out of old age. But then when he fell in the lake, he immediately came up in a four-armed form of Vaikuntavasi. So this place was so sacred that even the crow is falling in the lake and coming up as a liberated soul. So then he had darshan of the Lord. And of course he was a great devotee of Krishna, because he'd been sent by the king. Find out where is Krishna. I want to worship this form of the Lord. So he was all the time meditating, where to find Krishna, where to find Krishna, where to find Krishna. And eventually he had darshan of this form. And he was overwhelmed with happiness at seeing the form of the Lord. So then he thought, now I have to tell the king. But his father-in-law didn't want this to happen at all. But anyway, he went back to the king and told that this is the form you were looking for. So it's a long story how the Shabara, his father-in-law, was trying to resist the king, trying to find out where is Nila Madhava, the deity. But eventually when Indrajumna Maharaj, he was going and he went into the cave in the jungle, but then the Lord disappeared and said, you won't see me in this form. You won't see me in this form. I'll come in another form. So he was instructed in a dream that from one, you'll find out some logs of wood. Some special logs of wood. Even today, in Puri, you know, there's the very... Now it comes on TV every year, they have the festival. And last year, every 12 years, they make the new deity. So that's only some very special... Not any tree. Only some very special wood. There has to be certain characteristics which are marked on that. So anyway, the Lord said that he would come in this form and... Who will carve the form of the Lord? What happened? Vishvakarma, who makes all the architectural arrangements. Here they're doing that also, Vishvakarma Puja? They still do that here? No, because there are a lot of mysteries here. Among the Gujaratis, there are many mysteries by name. So they should be doing Vishvakarma Puja. But nowadays they're probably not doing their mystery karma. They're doing some other...
Carpenters.
Yeah, but now they're not doing, I think. So anyway, the carpenters, they worship Vishvakarma. So Vishvakarma, he was carving the form of the... So he told that I will carve this form of the Lord, but I will make the form of Krishna from this wooden log. But one condition, you don't disturb me. I'll take my own time, and when I'm finished, I'll let you know. And if you disturb me in the middle, then I'm not going to do any more work. So the king agreed. So every day he used to come and listen outside the room, and there's the sound of tap, 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 Hare Krishna, making the form. But so after about a month, the king came and he said, there's no sound coming. What happened? He's not doing the work anymore. And he was getting more and more anxious. Why is it taking him so much time? I want to see the form of Krishna. So then he opened the door. And the form of the Lord was there, just like you see Jagannath now. But the carpenter said, okay, I'm finished. I'm not doing any more work. So the king was very upset that after so much trouble and so much time. Now the deity is not finished and no one else can do this work. But then again in the dream, Krishna came and said, actually, I want to be manifest in this form. So worship me just like this. Now another reason that Krishna is in this unusual form, Jagannath, another reason is that this is one of the very special pastime forms of Krishna, because in Dwaraka, once Krishna, he was listening to his own pastimes in Vrindavan being narrated, and when he heard them, his body transformed in such a way, in ecstasy, that it became just like this form. So this is a very special form of the Lord, and you know, all the temples in India, generally they have these Rath Yatras, especially in South India more. In some temples, just like in the Sri Rangam temple, they have several dozen Rath Yatras a year. But Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri is very special and very famous, because even now, lakhs and lakhs of people come to visit that festival. Because in the scriptures it's said that anyone who sees Jagannath on his cart, anyone who sees, they will get mukti. So people know that, and they're very, especially in Orissa, people are very attached to Jagannath. As soon as you go, say you're coming from Bengal to Orissa or Andhra Pradesh to Orissa, you'll see everywhere in the buses, in the shops, in people's houses, everywhere there are forms of Jagannath. And even now, many of the, just like the Panwallas, they have their shops, and all day long they're playing different kinds of cinema music to attract people. But first thing in the day, they'll play half an hour bhajan to Lord Jagannath. Still, even now, they're very much, everyone in Orissa is attached to Jagannath. So that Rath Yatra, that's a very huge festival. And lakhs of people come in Puri. And in other parts of Orissa also, there are Rath Yatra festivals. They're on a smaller scale and different, because not everyone can go to Puri. Now, of course, there are buses and trains, but previously, even then, people previously used to walk, maybe 100 kilometers, like that. But mostly in the villages and in different towns, they would have their own. They have so many Jagannath temples, and there's so on that day you'll find hundreds of all over Orissa Rath Yatra festivals, and in Bengal too. In Calcutta alone, there are about 12 different Rath Yatra festivals in different areas, and in different towns. There are many, many forms, very popular form of the Lord, this Rath Yatra. Now, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he is from the spiritual world, but he appeared in Calcutta. And from a very young age, he saw this Rath Yatra festival is going on. So he used to say to his father, when he was 6 years old, he said, we should also make our own Rath Yatra at home. And his father thought, well, it's just some child's idea. But he was very insistent. Actually, when Prabhupada, when he was born, the astrologer saw his chart, and one thing he saw his chart, and he said, hukam chalega. Whatever he says, his order will be followed. So even he was telling, at the young age, he was telling his parents, now we have to have Rath Yatra for Jagannath, at 6 years of age. And his father was avoiding this race. How can we get the cart? And then they found someone who had some cart that had been used for some festival. They got a small cart and they made a children's Rathayatra. Prabhupada, young boy, brought all his friends. He had his mother and everybody. They all cooked so many varieties of prasad and they had a full festival. And not one day, but then they'd have for 7 days festival and then again return Rathayatra. So from a very early age, Prabhupada, he started this Rathayatra festival. And when Prabhupada came to the Western countries, one of the first things he did, he wanted to start this Rathayatra festival. What happened? Actually, Prabhupada was preaching Krishna consciousness on the west coast of America in San Francisco. And in this was 1967. In those days, the devotees, they didn't have much idea of what is Krishna consciousness, but they were very attracted to Srila Prabhupada and the chanting of Hare Krishna, and they liked the prasadam very much. All these things, they were very attracted. So one day, one of Prabhupada's disciples, Malati Devi, lady disciple, she came to Prabhupada with a little wooden doll like this and said, Swamiji, what is this? It was a form of Jagannath. She got from a shop. It was some shops, they import what they think is some kind of novelty. So she'd seen in this shop, and there may be so many things in such a shop, but somehow or other she was attracted. What is this? And Prabhupada immediately offered his obeisance and said, this is the Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. But Prabhupada said, were there any other forms in the shop? Because usually Jagannath will come with Subhadra and Baladev. He said, yes, go and bring them too. So they brought them back. Then he had her husband, he told, you carve big forms. So these were the first deities in the Western world, the deities of Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev, carved by a Western devotee. And first of all, the devotees used to have, there was no arati or anything, any such thing. Simply the devotees would come in front of the deity and with a candle. There was no pujari, anything like this. They would just hold a candle like this. Because Jagannath is very merciful. Jagannath is a very merciful form of the Lord. Jagannath was originally worshipped by the Shabaras, those who were keeping pigs. So Prabhupada thought that now Jagannath again has come by his own will. Who could have imagined Prabhupada will go to the Western countries and just by chance, not by chance, by Krishna's will, he comes in the form of Jagannath. And then Prabhupada said that now Jagannath is here, you have to have Rathayatra. If you have Jagannath, you must have Rathayatra because that's his main pleasure pastime of the year. So the devotees had no idea what to do. And actually at that time Prabhupada was having his pastime of sickness. He was recuperating from some heart attack, because you can imagine it. At 70 years old, he had gone to America and was working day and night for preaching Krishna consciousness. So that heart attack was there and he was recuperating. But he told the devotees, you have to have Rathayatra. So the first time they did it, they hired a truck and put the deities on the back and they all went in procession and chanting, and they distributed prasad. The same thing, chanting, procession with darshan of the deities and distribution of prasadam. Because, of course, in all Krishna conscious festivals, but especially in the worship of Jagannath and especially in Rathayatra, distribution of prasadam is most important. In Puri, the Jagannath temple is famous for prasad. They say that Mayapur, that is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is famous for kirtan. And Vrindavan is famous for bhajan. And Puri is famous for bhojan. Not exactly bhojan, but prasad, Krishna prasad. And there is, just attached to the temple, there is the Ananda Bazaar, where you can go any time, and always prasad is ready. You can come with a group of 100 people, any time, and say, we need prasad for 100 people. Immediately, they will deliver it. Even because they're always they're cooking huge pots. Always there's plenty of prasad. So in the very beginning of the Krishna Conscious Movement, Prabhupada introduced this Rathayatra. And Prabhupada's idea was that by this Rathayatra festival, many, many people can be attracted to Krishna consciousness. Because after all, this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it's very deep and difficult to understand, especially in the modern age. People don't know anything about philosophy. They, philosophy is that's no one even begins to think about it. People are too busy earning money and wasting money. This is the two main activities in modern life: earning money and frivolously wasting it. So, of course, Prabhupada was always teaching philosophy, but along with philosophy, he gave the festivals and the chanting, and especially this Rath Yatra is very attractive. People see that the devotees are chanting and dancing. There's the Lord of the Universe with brilliantly decorated chariot, and then there's prasadam, and in some places in Los Angeles they have a very grand festival, and many thousands and thousands of people come. It's famous in many places. It's very all over the world now. This festival is famous. They have so many booths where you can go and see diorama exhibitions. You can get prasadam, you can get books, and questions and answers. Very big festival all over the world. In Vancouver, I think it is. Every year they have a public holiday for Rath Yatra. In Calcutta now they also have, because our Rath Yatra in Calcutta.
You take his photo.
Every year in Calcutta now, it's such a big festival, lakhs and lakhs of people come. So the government, they have to give a holiday anyway, because no one goes to work anyway. And all the streets are blocked. They always put in the newspaper, because some of the news, not now, but previously, they always used to put ISKCON Rath Yatra causes traffic jams. Anyway, Calcutta's always full of traffic jams. Calcutta's one huge traffic jam. But they're a little inimical like that. But the fact is that people, they love this festival all over the world. They may not understand what it is, but what they can understand is it's something very joyful. That one of Prabhupada's most famous disciples, his name was Jayananda. So he dedicated his life to making this Rath Yatra festival, first of all in San Francisco and later on in New York. And he actually passed away just even before Prabhupada passed away. So he dedicated his money. He came from quite a rich family, and all his energy and everything into making this Rath Yatra festival. And eventually he made it in New York. He got permission to go down Fifth Avenue, which Prabhupada said is the most important street in the most important city in the world. And he described that he loved working for Rath Yatra to make this a success so much, because he said that you'll see people, when they see Lord Jagannath, because Lord Jagannath's always smiling, he's never miserable, he's always happy, he's always smiling. So when they see Lord Jagannath smiling, and when they see the devotees dancing and chanting, and they said, you see the people smile. And some of these people, you can understand, it's probably the first time they smiled in 30 years in their lives. I mean, it's just like in England, you see people, they smile like that. It's just like, as a formality. But there's no luster. There's not from the heart. It's just some kind of, you know, social function that a certain point in time you have to move your lips like this. But it's nothing. There's no pleasure in their lives. But Jayananda was saying that you could see people's hearts crack, the stone heartedness would just crack when they saw Jagannath, and it was the first real pleasure that many people had. You could see in many, many years. And actually not only in many years, but in many lifetimes. Because even the so-called happy people of this material world, they're not happy. No one, in their hearts, no one is happy, because they don't know Krishna. You can't actually be happy, even if you have money and reputation and whatever there may be in this material world. No one is happy without Krishna. But Krishna consciousness means real happiness. And that's the main reason why it's becoming spread more and more all over the world. Nowadays you see devotees, you'll see, oh, here's a devotee from Russia, here's a devotee from Japan, you'll say, oh yeah, very nice. But 30 years ago, could anyone have imagined there would be devotees from Russia, China, America, Australia? No one would have imagined. Krishna Bhakti means India, that's all. Isn't it? That's what people used to think. But actually, Jagannath means Jagat Kainath, not Bharat Kainath. He's also Bharat Kainath, but Bharat was within the Jagat. So he's Jagannath, means he's meant for the whole Jagat. And everyone is the servant of Krishna. It's not, Krishna is not a, sometimes you see in the dictionary, Krishna, a Hindu god. But but if God's only for the Hindus, then he's not God. Because God means God for everybody. And not only the Hindus and the Muslims and the Christians, but even the atheists, they don't recognize God, but still he's God. And even the ants and the dogs and the cats and the trees, they're all jivas. So Krishna is the master of all of them. Sarva yonishu kam tila, Krishna says in Gita. All of the aham bija prada, pita prada. I'm the father of all living entities. So everyone is looking for Krishna. People are looking for happiness, but they don't know where to find happiness. But actual happiness means to know Krishna. So Jagannath Rath Yatra means what people are looking for in the wrong way for millions of births. They're looking for happiness. But here is Jagannath showing, here I am, I am that person that you have been looking for millions of lifetimes. And it's just an immediate experience between people who are the jiva souls and Krishna. And many people just on the spot, just like Jayananda was saying, they actually smile and something deep within them wakens up. And everyone will look. There is not one single person who will not look and see. And there is not a person who cannot recognize that when the devotees are chanting and dancing, this is something very special. This is not something, just some religious formality. But this chanting and dancing, there's something substantial there. That substance is the awakening of the relationship of the soul with God. This is reality. It's not just, we have so many books of philosophy, but it's not just, you see so many people write books, but it's not just some speculation, someone's idea. But this is, these books we have, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, these are describing the reality of the relationship of the soul with God. So that in practice comes to life in the activities of Krishna consciousness, chanting, dancing, feasting. These are the three basic activities of Krishna consciousness. And Jagannath Rath Yatra means to bring that to the world. Our Krishna consciousness movement is not meant to be just inside a temple. It is inside the temple, but it's meant to go out into the world. It's meant for everybody. Of course, everyone should come to the temple, but in Kali Yuga, people, they have other priorities. So Jagannath Rath Yatra means bringing the temple to the people. Whatever is going on in the temple, arati, dancing, chanting, then some discourse, prasadam distribution, that's going on for the public and large. So everyone can take part. And many, many people all over the world, their Krishna consciousness has been awakened simply by this festival. And you don't know who's going to come there. There's people, they're not expecting it. They're shopping or they're tourists and they're taking photos, this, that. And all of a sudden they see this festival. They have no idea what it is, many people. But when they see, whether they know what it is or whether they don't know what it is, they see Jagannath, they have an experience of Krishna consciousness. And anyone who sees that festival, they may have no idea what it is, they may have no faith, whatever it is, but they get Jagannath's mercy. And by that mercy they become liberated. And by that liberation means they become Krishna conscious and they go to Krishna. So this is an extraordinary manifestation of Krishna's mercy, that he's practically giving himself, he's coming out. The people, they should come to Krishna, isn't it? He's the Nath, he's Jagannath, he's the master. So people, they should come to him and bow down. But he's coming to them, because they're not coming to him, he's coming and giving his darshan. They may or may not want, they're not looking. They come to London looking for, all the tourists come looking for so many things. They never expect to see Jagannath. But Jagannath comes to them and very mercifully gives his darshan. So this is the extent of Krishna's mercy. You cannot imagine how Krishna is being so merciful that he's coming on his chariot and giving his mercy to everyone. And that mercy, actually, the devotees who are not the people who are ignorant of Krishna, it's also a great opportunity for them to get a lot of the mercy of Krishna, because a festival means there are so many things to do. When you attend the festival, then you can join in chanting, dancing, pulling the rope, and then you'll go to the park and you can go to the main stage and come to the questions and answers booth. There are so many different things you can engage in. So it's very nice for those who are attending, but for those who are organizing, there are so many things to do. So many things. You have to think of fundraising and permission, and then organizing who will do this, who will do that, who will keep the devotees in line that they don't go all over the road and cause traffic jams, and then next year you don't get any permission, and how much to cook, and then different stalls, and who's going to be the master of ceremonies, what should be the schedule, how much time will it take to go from here to there, we have to tell the police. There's so many different aspects, a lot of work. So that's also an opportunity for the devotees to get the mercy of Jagannath by doing some seva. Krishna is satisfied by seva, so it gives an opportunity for all the devotees to do something for Krishna. Just like our devotees will be coming, maybe they've approached you also, and said, give some donation for Rath Yatra. So sometimes people say, sadhus are always coming and asking for money, we're working so hard. No, it's not to take something from you, but it's to give the opportunity to do some seva. Because by giving that donation, all that mercy that Jagannath is distributing, that special mercy, by contributing to the festival, you also get the mercy of Jagannath by giving the opportunity to give Jagannath's mercy to others. I think I'm going to stop my lecture and take some questions, because I'm getting Jagannath's mercy in another way, in the form of a cough and a sore throat. If Mahakrutu Prabhu, when he's finished the phone call, you can call him, he can speak. He's also organizing the festival, so he's getting a lot of mercy. Does anyone have any questions or like to say anything? Or maybe you've had some nice experiences in worshipping Lord Jagannath?
He's Jagannath. Another form of Krishna?
Oh yes, definitely. Jagannath Subhadra Valade. Jagat Bandhu, that's another common name for this form of the Lord. There are many names for this particular form of the Lord. Nila Chalpati. Is he still on the phone? Alright, we'll call him.
Maharaj, you said that everybody would smile when they see Jagannath. Mm. Surely there's some people who are only smiling out of fun as an insult to Jagannath. There's always going to be some odd person who's never seen Jagannath, and they see the form is so peculiar that they are laughing out.
There may be some people like that, but...
Will they be getting any mercy?
I don't... Do you see such people? There's not so many. Mostly I see people, they're impressed by the spectacular occasion. They're surprised to see so many people chanting Hare Krishna. But even such people, they'll get some benefit. Just like Putana, she also got benefit. She came to Krishna with a bad intention, but after all, she came to Krishna. She came to see Krishna. So Krishna thought, she came to get my darshan. She came to do some seva to feed me, even if she had a wrong intention. So she... She got punishment for the bad thing, but then after getting the punishment, she got blessed by Krishna also.
In our temples of Sanatana Dharma, there is Shiva, the deity, no? That Parvati is with him, along with Vishnu, Lakshmi is there. With Ram, Sita is there. Because they were the married people, you know, or married deities, married God. But Krishna did not marry Radha.
Well, first of all,
the idol of Radha is with Krishna. But
first of all, you're saying Sanatana Dharma, but Sanatana Dharma means to worship Krishna. That's the first thing that should be understood, because Sanatana means that which is eternal. But by worshipping demigods, you don't get eternal benefit. That Krishna says in Gita, Antavattu Phalang Te Shamtadat Tadbhavat Tyalpa Medhasam. The rewards from worshipping demigods is temporary, therefore those who worship demigods, they are foolish. And so the Sanatan Dharma, nowadays people say Sanatan Dharma as another word for Hinduism. What is going on in the name of Hinduism? But actual Sanatan Dharma means to worship Krishna. Because worship of demigods, that is not eternal. And this modern Hinduism, like you get in England, where they have bars and serve chicken, and this is certainly not Sanatan Dharma. Why is Krishna with Radha? Because Radha is the eternal consort of Krishna. There's no separation between Radha and Krishna. In the material world, a formal marriage is necessary. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are very... To understand this requires that we surrender to Krishna, not by intellectual method. When we understand actually who is Krishna, then what is his position, then actually the question wouldn't even be asked, because the need or the feeling that Krishna should have a formal marriage, that doesn't arise in the case of Krishna. Marriage is required in the material world to formalize a relationship that would otherwise be despicable. A relationship between a man and a woman outside of marriage is abominable. But Krishna's relationship with Radha is eternal. There's no need of that. But anyway, as I say, first we should understand how great is Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. We won't find the name of Radha in Bhagavad Gita. That question will come later. When we first understand Gita, Dehino Sminyata Dehe Komarang Yovananjara Tata Dehantara Prapti Dhiras Tatranamuhyati. We are not this body. The body is changing. Death means entering into another body. When we understand this, then we can gradually understand who is Krishna. But even this understanding, I am not the body, who is understanding? It's easy to talk about it, but to actually understand this requires purification. Purification comes by serving Krishna. This kind of question, you'll find university scholars, they'll make papers on it, but they can never understand anything about it. Cannot be understood simply by an intellectual method. Krishna reveals himself to those devotees who surrender to him in service. Ekatmana, the Radha and Krishna are one in two forms. Ekatmana vapibhavi dehavedam gato to. Now, one person in two forms. Is Margaret Chaprabhu still on the phone?
He's upstairs now.
You want to call him and ask him to speak? Oh, he's going on. Yeah. All right, he's busy. I'm talking and he's doing. He's busy with organizing the Rath Yatra.
When we talk about, of course, we normally say Sitaram, when we wish, or Radhesha, Radha, or Sita always comes first. Or when we talk about Shankar, we always say Shankar Parvati, we don't say Parvati Shankar. Now, what is the reason behind that? Because normally
Sita Ram, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana, these are Vishnu tattvas. Vishnu means Shaktiman. Lakshmi, Sita, Radha, they are forms of the Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is approached through his devotees, of which the Sita, the Lakshmi forms, they are the topmost devotees. So we approach through them. And actually, we don't even, just like we say, we go through Radha to Krishna. But even to go to Radha, you have to go through the whole Guru Parampara. Whereas Lord Shiva, he's a demigod. He's not in the position of... It's a whole different approach. People approach Lord Shiva directly. They worship, and often they approach Devi separately also. So in the material world, you go to the man first, isn't it? But in the spiritual world, you have to go through. This is an explanation I can give. There also that Parvati is the Shakti, but she's the material Shakti. She's a representation of the material Shakti. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharati durga. She works. Her Shakti means she's getting Shakti from Krishna. And whatever Krishna wants, she does that, working as the shadow. Whatever Krishna wants within this material world, she carries that out, working as the shadow of Krishna. You want to say anything? Everything? It's not possible to say everything, even in millions of lifetimes. So are you all going to attend the Rath Yatra festival?
Yeah.
Please do, every year. You all come to Rath Yatra. We have so many festivals. Krishna consciousness, there are so many festivals. Govardhan Puja, Janmashtami. It's a very big festival. So this is a... Especially this festival, Rath Yatra, is very important. Janmashtami, we can say these are the two big, big important festivals coming quite close to each other in the summer. There are many important festivals. There's Govardhan Puja, do you all know about this one? Annakut. So that's very important. That's Prasadam festival. All the festivals are Prasadam festivals, but some more than others. Every day in Krishna consciousness is a festival. Chanting, singing, Prasadam. Krishna consciousness means a happy life.